I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I want to talk about something that I feel a lot of us go through life searching for and only finding that sometimes it's moments of frustration or disappointment, or we don't even know even what we're looking for or searching for. And that very thing is our passions, our hopes, our desires, our dreams. Like, what is our purpose in life? What were we put on this planet to do and accomplish? And a friend of mine reached out to me a few weeks ago and had asked, "Hey, Beth, I'm struggling to find what my passion is. I'm struggling to find where I'm headed and what is my purpose. And I just feel exhausted and burnt out. And I just need to take time, take a sabbatical to figure that out." And I'm like, "Yeah, totally. I get it." And she's like, "Would you be willing to talk about that on a podcast? Just like, what are your thoughts? What have you been through?" And I so appreciate her reaching out with that vulnerability and that question, because I want to hear from you as my listeners. What are the things that you have questions about? I will tell you, I may not know all of the answers, but I am willing to do the research, willing to share my process and my journey. And exactly, that is it. We're on a journey to discovering life and figuring out life and being curious together and having the courage to embrace life together. So if there's questions that you have, I would love to hear from you so that we can journey together and talk about it together. And so that sometimes just bringing something into the light takes the power away from it and takes the fear away from it, so that we can begin to walk in the fullness and walk in strength and walk in courage and bravery and boldness into the very things that we didn't know about before. So I want to say thank you to that person who reached out to me and asked these great questions, because I know this whole process of discovering our passions and purpose and our dreams is a big deal. And it is something that when we find those treasures and find our passion, we find our purpose and those desires, that we are operating from a place of joy and we feel energized and excited and about life. And, you know, you don't even need your cup of coffee to wake up in the morning because you're excited about what's going to take place that day. Okay, wait a second. For me, yes, I still have to have that cup of coffee. Yes, that is something that brings me joy. Yes, that is a passion. So let's delete that comment. But those things that you find you cannot get out of your mind, those things that you are so excited about that get you up in the morning, those things that you want to research, those things that you want to dive in and you can't wait until they happen or wait until you're doing them. How do we find that? How do we discover that? And I know for me, there have been so many things that in my life have brought me joy and brought me excitement and stirred up passion in my life. And I want to demystify, so to speak, some of that process, because I know for a long time in my life, I was looking for this aha moment, you know, where the stage light, everything goes dark and the stage lights are shining on that purpose and that one thing, and the choir singing hallelujah in the background and confetti is falling and balloons are flying and your soul is singing and you have found your passion. And I think that's what we envision happening to us when we find that one thing that is our sole purpose in life. But friends, I want to challenge some of those thoughts and debunk some of those thoughts and really talk it. Let's break this down and demystify finding your purpose and your passions, because I feel like it's a series. I had to write this down because I think it's a great quote from myself. But you know how you have those aha moments, but I wrote this down in my notes. Life is a series of moments that move us toward our purpose and passion. It is never a straight line, and it is never just one thing. These moments evolve over time, and I think about, as I look back over my life, it was never just a straight line that aligned me with my passion and my purpose. It was, I experienced something, I tried something, I leaned into something, and only to discover that it was something that I loved, and I didn't know that I loved it until I actually tried it, or somebody introduced me to it. Pickled okra, you know, that's the random thing that comes to my mind. I had never heard of pickled okra. I didn't even know what it was until my friend, like, oh my gosh, you have to try pickled okra. I'm like, that just sounds nasty. Like, what the heck? Like pickled, like regular pickles, like dill pickles? Well, yeah, just like the same thing. So she brings a jar to my house one day and opens up this can of pickled okra, and the okra itself looks so weird. It doesn't look like a pickle. It looks like some sort of weird shaped bullet or something. And so she's like, try it. So I hesitantly put it in my mouth and try it. And it's actually really good. It tastes almost exactly like a pickle. And it's so yummy. But I had not even known that I would have liked pickled okra or even what pickled okra was until somebody had introduced me. And I'm not saying that pickled okra is my passion or my joy, but I would not have known that that was something that I could enjoy until it was brought to my attention. So I think that's one thing that we can find things that bring us passion simply by opportunities that people may bring into our lives, whether it's in the workforce, things that you didn't even know that you might be interested in, things that you might be passionate about, until you get your feet in there, your feet wet, and try it out and take a risk and see if it works. And I know for myself, some of my struggles with that is that I'm like, well, if I try it, then all of a sudden I'm stuck doing this for the rest of my life. And I don't know where I got that thought process, but the neat thing about trying things is that you don't have to continue on in them. If it doesn't work, if it's not the right fit, if it's you get into the midst of it and you discover it's not your passion and it's not something that brings you joy, okay, let's stop. Let's get off the train and let's find a new destination. Let's get off the boat and jump into the different boat. You know, why keep doing the same thing if you're finding something that's not bringing you joy and stirring up that excitement and that passion? Okay, maybe it's time to pause and reevaluate. Is this the right path? Is this the right thing? Okay, this didn't work out. This isn't what I thought it was. I thought this would be amazing, but actually, I hate it. And that's okay. You're not stuck. I want to say that again. If you are trying something new for the first time and you think it's going to be awesome, but then you get in the midst of it and you discover it is not your passion, you are not stuck. You can make a change. Yes, change is scary, but you're not stuck, friends. You're not stuck there in that thing that frustrates you and stresses you out. You can make a change and lean into something different or try something different. So what is the simplest way that we can begin to discover what are those things that stir us up? What are those things that we're passionate about? Well, we need to keep it simple. And I have 4 children, and so I get the privilege of watching a lot of kids' movies. And I shouldn't say kids' movies because I like them. I'm an adult. I like cartoon movies. I think they're fantastic. And especially if you need a laugh and to de-stress, kids' movies are great. But recently I just watched this movie called Hotel Transylvania, the 3rd one. And the Count Dracula in the movie is wanting to find his zing. And the whole movie is about he's finding his zing, like what makes him light up. And, you know, throughout the movie, it's about him finding a soulmate. But they keep saying this over and over again, what makes you zing? You know, what are those things that light you up on the inside? And I love that because that is the exact same thing that we can ask ourselves when we are in the process of trying to find what is our purpose? What are we passionate about? What are my dreams? And asking ourselves, what is it that makes me zing? What is it that lights me up on the inside and brings me joy? And there's also this show out there on Netflix called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. I don't know if you've seen it, but she's somebody who will walk into somebody's house who is like might be a hoarder, or they have clutter everywhere and they just don't even know where to start or how to get out of this mess. And so she'll come into their home and she walks them through this process of decluttering and organizing their home. And so she teaches them to every piece of clothing, every article, every special moment or special something like a memento or something that you have from your childhood that is special to you. Like, but taking each of those items and holding them in your hands and asking yourself, does this item bring me joy? And at first when you start watching, you're like, well, that's kind of silly. But then as you start to see these people like hold up a piece of clothing, Do I love wearing this? Does this bring me joy? Yeah, this is my favorite pair of sweatpants. I love these sweatpants. Okay, so I'm keeping these. And then you see them pick up in the next article of clothing. And you're like, they're like, well, it was great for the time that I had it, but I haven't worn this in 3 years and I don't see myself wearing this again. Okay, so that's going to go to the Goodwill pile. So you see her go through this process, and then even in moving from room to room in the house, from books to the kitchen, to the garage, to seasonal decorations. Like, what are the things that bring you joy? That simple question that allow people to let go of things that no longer bring them joy, but then embrace the things that do. And I feel like that it is just that simple. As we start to ask ourselves, you know, maybe you're at a place where you have lost what are the things that bring you joy? What are even the things that energize you? That if you take a moment just to pause and pull out your notebook and think through your life and begin to write down even the simplest things that you know bring you joy. And, you know, it can be as simple as that cup of coffee for me in the morning brings me joy. So that's something I treasure. So, you know, I have a routine built around getting my first cup of coffee. Or, what are the things? Is it music? Is it gardening? Like for me, I had no idea that I would be passionate about gardening or landscaping and working outdoors. When I was a teenager, I worked at Shopko and they needed somebody to work in the lawn and gardens department. So I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to volunteer. I get to wear shorts instead of long black pants. I get to wear shorts and I can roll up my sleeves and I can get in the sun and I get to water plants. Of course, I'm going to be outside rather than indoors. And so I got out in lawn and gardens and all of a sudden I found that I loved working with plants. I loved getting my hands in the dirt and learning about how the best way to plant shrubs and grow a garden. And I never thought that would have been a passion of mine until I just stepped into an opportunity. I saw there was a need and like, sure, why not? I like the sun. I like shorts. And before I knew it, that I discovered that was a passion of mine. And those little things that we can begin to align ourselves with and press into and lean into that move us toward those moments of joy and move us toward those moments of purpose. And that is part of the process. What are those things that bring you joy? Keep it simple. What are the things that make you zing? What are the things that energize you? And I heard was listening to an Audible book by Mel Robinson. And I believe the Audible book was called Taking Control of Your Life. And she talks about a brief section in there. She talks about passions and finding your passions. And she says, passion is not a person, place, or thing. And it is something that's internal. It's an internal expression, not an external thing. And I think a lot of times that is the very thing we are doing. We're looking for something outward, something external to bring us that joy when it's an internal discovery of the things that ignite us, the things that light us up, the things that wake us up in the morning that are the path that lead us to our purpose and our destiny. And because our purpose and our destiny is not some end game. It's not the, you know, you play Mario Brothers and the whole goal of Mario Brothers is to save the princess and at the very end of the game, you know, so you go through all these worlds to win. But it's not like that in life. The end game is not to one thing. The whole purpose and journey of our life, it is a journey. And it's not a straight line. It's like a zigzag path that it's not a from point A to point B. It's like you're going to might go from point A to point F to Z, then back to B. And it's like these things that we discover in this journey, in this process, that we find fulfillment. And I know that when we find ourselves, there can be seasons where we come into like a dry spell. Like you feel like you're in a desert. Like I don't even know what I'm excited about. I don't even know what I'm passionate about. I'm stressed out. I'm burnt out. And the thing about this is when we are a whole person and every facet of our life, you know, if we are out of balance in one area of our life, it always affects something else. And if we don't have healthy boundaries in our life, and, you know, we can't talk about our passions and our dreams and our desires without talking about boundaries, you know, and our balance and our whole person, because everything affects everything else. And I know that there have been seasons in my life where I have felt burnt out and exhausted, and I don't feel passion or joy about anything. And I know for me, that was like a scary place in my life, because all I could think about was I felt exhausted. Every night I went to bed, I was like, I just couldn't get enough sleep. I was tired. I don't even want to say it was depression. I don't feel like it was depression, but I was burning the candle at both ends, so to speak. And I didn't have time for rest. I didn't have time for play. I didn't have time for my family built in there. So everything was always a reactionary. So everything, every moment in my life, at the workplace, with my family, with chores, with, things that were my passion, like, that I had just been doing and on autopilot, that I was burnt out and I was no longer finding energy and joy in those things. And my boundaries, I didn't have healthy boundaries put in place to know that I was going beyond my capacity. And so I did not have a healthy work-life balance. And so I found that the things that I had been doing that once I'd been very excited about, very passionate about, I found myself being resentful. I found myself exhausted. I found myself tired. Like it'd be time to go play the piano. It'd be time to go do worship at church or, you know, have a meeting or get together with certain people. And I would find myself exhausted before I even got there. But yet, a couple years earlier, I couldn't wait to get there and wait to play the piano and wait to do music. And I was I was concerned. I'm like, this is a red flag, because why all of a sudden something that I was so passionate about for so many years, I don't want to do it. I could walk away from this and never do it again in my life. Well, it came back to boundaries. It came back to not having space put in my life to breathe. And I had been running full speed for so long that I hadn't even given myself time to recover, time to rest. And we can go through those seasons in our life where it's like where we feel stuck, like that what I talked about just a little bit earlier, where we've been doing something and it was something that brought us joy, and we've been doing it and doing it and doing it. All of a sudden the passion and the energy and the joy is gone, but we feel stuck and we just keep going. And before you know it, your energy's gone, your excitement's gone, you're resentful, you're angry about what you're doing. And and you just feel ugh about it. So if you're in that place, I want to encourage you to remind yourself, number one, you're not stuck. Number two, where do you need to put some rest and some breathing room in your life? Because if you're not already burnt out, you're maybe on the verge of burnout. Where do you need to restructure your time and come back to owning your time? Where do you need to put space in your life, like margins in your life, that you can begin to look at the whole picture and begin to make some changes? And you know that game that we play, played a lot as a kid, and we actually just played it at my son's first birthday this last weekend. My sister-in-law did with several of the kids, and she was playing this game, Hotter Colder, where they were hiding toothpicks, and then they would see if they could find them. And, you know, if you were closer to finding the object, you know, she's like, hotter, hotter, hotter. And then as you move away, colder, you're colder, you're colder. And I remember playing that game all the time as a kid. You're trying to find something. And as soon as you get really close, you're like, hot, you're on fire, you're on fire, you're there, yes, you're hot, hot, hot. And you found it, da, da, da. But finding our passions and our purpose is just like that game. Like, okay, so I find that when I take a moment to pause and I'm going to put some boundaries in my life, reestablish some good boundaries about, okay, so I'm only at the clock 8 to 5, but after 5 o'clock, I'm not answering emails. After 5 o'clock, it's family time. After 5 o'clock, it's rest time. I'm not going to be working anymore between 8 and 5. You know, I'm only working between 8 and 5, and after 5 o'clock, I'm done. If I've been running here to there to do errands every single night of the week, okay, I'm going to restructure my time where I'm going to make a list now, and I'm only going to do errands on Friday or Saturday. And so that the rest of the week, I have time to do the things and find the things that stir up passion. If it's reading a book, if it's playing music, if it's playing cards with your friends, going on a walk, exercising, putting those boundaries and those parameters and margins in your life so that you give yourself space to begin to rediscover what are your passions and what energizes you. Where is it hotter, 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 hotter? You're on fire. What are those things that as you lean into them, you're like, yes, I feel my soul and my spirit igniting. Or as you're going towards this, I don't think this is the right fit. This isn't the greatest thing. And another, you know, so those are things that we can begin to do, putting those boundaries in our place, putting those boundaries in those margins in our life so that we have space to breathe and space to reignite and discover what we are passionate about. A good way to also do this is as you're playing the game colder, hotter, so to speak, as you start to think, what are those things that do bring me passion? What are those things that ignite me? What are those things that make me zing? And so you can start to think, what energizes me? What gets me up in the morning? What are the things that I think about that I can't wait to do again? What are the things that, like, these are questions you can ask yourself. What do you find yourself always thinking about? Or things that you are wanting to learn and grow in? Like, what are the things that when you start to learn about them or grow in those areas or you're doing them, that you find peace and that you find energy and strength and you feel revitalized doing? Or you find yourself counting down the moments until the next time you can do it. Or you find yourself researching something because you love it. What are those things that as you move towards them that make you zing? What are the things that light you up on the inside? And those are the things that are your passions. Those are the things that you begin to lean into and discover again, because you're figuring out on the inside of who you are as a person, what are the things that light you up in the inside? And to find out what the things that are not your passion or not where maybe you should be headed or not the things that you should be doing. These are other questions that you can ask yourself. Where do you find yourself where your energy is depleted, like you find yourself exhausted? Are you always tired? Like as soon as that that thing comes up or you're going to go do something, do you all of a sudden feel exhausted or tired or your energy is depleted? Do you find yourself making excuses because you don't want to do it? And it exhausts you just thinking about that thing. Do you find yourself that maybe you've been doing something for a long time that maybe once brought you passion, maybe once stirred up passion, maybe once ignited you, but now you find yourself frustrated and stressed out about it and resentful about it? Then that is something that is colder, colder, colder. Move away. Those are things you move away from. Those are something that is a telltale that is probably not your passion, probably not the thing that you need to move towards. And the great thing about this process is that it simplifies it. It demystifies it. It's not the someday I'm going to arrive and I'm now in my purpose. It is a journey. It is a journey and an adventure to finding out those things that make you zing and energize you and bring you joy. And if I can encourage you today, maybe you're someone who's at the place of you are burnt out. You're exhausted and you can't even think of anything right now that brings you joy, that energizes you, because you have gone beyond that place, gone beyond your boundaries, gone beyond the work-life balance. And now you're on autopilot and you're stressed and exhausted. So if you're that person today, I want to encourage you to sit down for a moment, press the pause button, and find where you need to reevaluate your boundaries in life, your work-life balance. Where do you need to put margin and space in? Where do you need to put rest into your life and play into your life? Where do you need to put space so that you have room to breathe and rediscover the things that ignite you? And I want to say you're not stuck where you're at. And it's okay that something that you were passionate about yesterday or the day before, it's okay that today it no longer brings you joy. It's okay. Be grateful, be thankful for that season, that moment, that experience brought you joy. But it's okay for you to embrace new things and change. And it's okay for you to be grateful for those moments of energy and be grateful for those moments that you were ignited by that thing, by that experience, by what you were doing. It's okay that that is now in the past. And I want to say it's okay open your heart and open yourself to new experiences and new things, new opportunities that will ignite you and bring that zing back into your life. So maybe you are that person that you find you are looking for. There's so many things that stir you up and so many things that excite you and so many things that energize you. Well, I want to encourage you to continue, again, with healthy boundaries in your life, continue to press into those things, lean into those things, grow in those things. And because that might be the path and the journey that is the path and the journey that's going to lead to the place of fulfillment in your life. It's not a one day you're going to arrive and then all of a sudden be fulfilled. It is a journey of discovering those things in life that bring you joy, that we get to live every day in that place of being fulfilled in the journey, in the process, in those moments that as we move towards our purpose and our passion, it just keeps overflowing because we keep leaning into the things that excite us and energize us and stir us up. And we can't wait to do again. And we can't wait to wake up in the morning and do them again. Maybe that's you. And maybe you just want to take a moment just to write down all of those things, and maybe you want to harness that energy and push it towards the, what is the common denominator of all those things? What is the common denominator that all of these things have in common? And that's really the root of what brings you joy. And then focus on that. The great thing about discovering our passions and our dreams is that it's really simple. And I hope that today, as we've had this conversation about our passions and our purpose, that we've been able to make it and break it down to these two simple things that can get us aligned with where we feel joy and where we feel energized and where we need to lean into those things and discover maybe even something new that we didn't know we'd be excited about. And my friends, that's what it's all about. It's those daily moments that as we take risks, as we continue to venture out, as we continue to press into the things that excite us, that energize us, that is when we're truly walking in our purpose. That is when we're truly walking in our destiny. That is when we're truly walking with desires and dreams fulfilled, because we're moving in the things that energize us. We're moving in the things that fulfill us. And it keeps us on a path of adventure and excitement. And oh, you're fulfilling your purpose as you move towards those things. I'm excited about this. And for me, this revelation is, it takes off the pressure of waiting for that right moment. It takes off the pressure and the stress of wishing and hoping and waiting for that one thing, because it allows me to stay present in today. It allows me to stay present in the moments that I encounter today that energize me and excite me. And I want to encourage you today, friends, that it's only a moment away. If you take the time just to tuck yourself away, to press that pause button, to figure out where are those things that excite you and bring you joy, and find that zing, you, my friend, are already walking in your purpose. You are already walking towards and leaning into your passions, and it is only going to grow with time. It is only going to expand with time. It is only going to lead you in a path of a life full, fulfilled, and full of joy. So today, thank you for listening. Until next time, have a wonderful day.